Hello again, it's me, the Vern, here for the Cinema Recall Podcast. In the midst of doing our 31 days of Halloween slash horror extravaganza, I'm recording this via my phone, thanks to Anchor. With Anchor, you record all your podcasts and post them everywhere. They're really kind of cool. You can actually add music and whatnot, but get into it. The film that I am going to be looking at is Chopin' Mall. That's right, released in 1986, and starring, boy gosh, Kelly Maroney, Barbara Crampton, cameo appearances by Paul Bartel, Marinov, Dick Miller, directed by Jim Wynowski. Chopin' Mall tells a story about a group of teenagers who, of course, were played by people in the 30s, who lock themselves in the mall because they want to have like a big party with sex and booze. But little do they know, there is a robot security force that is meant to protect the place. And these robots will do so in grisly and nasty measures. And the kids have to find their way out of the mall because the mall has been locked down. Yeah, all the tropes that you know and love these movies is here, and I really kind of enjoy it. You got a good cast of people there. Like I mentioned before, you got Kelly Maroney, who I best known for being in the film Night of the Comet, which I may have to review on this show as well. Barbara Crampton from Reanimator, Castle Freak, and most recently in Your Next. And you got, like I said before, cameo appearances by Paul Bartel and Mary Winov. I know these cats from the movie Rock and Roll High School and another feature called Eaton Raoul. We got appearances from Dick Miller, who a lot of audiences are going to know for being in Gremlins. But he was also in The Burbs. He was in Terminator. You'll recognize him once you see him. You'll be like, oh yeah, that guy. That guy was in here. So yeah, it was very cool. So the movie goes through all the usual tropes. You know, you got like your jock, and you got your nerd, and you got your slut, and you got your virgin, and so you know right away what character is going to survive and which ones will not. I do think the title of Chopin' Mall is a little bit misleading, because when I hear the word Chopin' Mall, right away I think of a deranged serial killer with an axe chasing these kids down. But no, it's just a robot force. In fact, the original title of this was going to be called Killbots, but test audiences thought that was a kid's film, which I never really got because the name Killbots. But either way, the movie's Chopin' Mall is only at an hour and 15 minutes, and it's just a perfect movie to pop in. In fact, I would put Chopin' Mall up there with my favorite other movies set at a mall, including the original Dawn of the Dead and Mallrats. If there's any other movie that are set primarily at a mall, let me know, because that's what I like to watch. I don't know why, but yeah. I don't really know what to say about Chopin' Mall. People are going to look at this movie and the premise of it and be like, no, this is not scary. It's really not. I think one of my favorite moments of this movie actually comes during the end credits, because the end credits of this are done in cheesy, typical 80s fashion, where it shows the actor's face and has their names right below it. But for one of the actors, it shows their heads being exploded, and then it puts their name right under it. Like, right when the heads are exploded, that's when you see the actor's name right there. And I found that to be very fun. Now, the makers of this, Jim Wynowski and writer Steve Mitchell. Steve Mitchell wrote episodes of Gem and of Transformers and G.I. Joe. And this is the only movie he really did. Jim Wynowski has directed over 100 features or so. And a lot of them you'll probably recognize. You know, when you're a teenage boy, there's a channel called Cinemax, and they showed a lot of like late night Sexy Flits or Erotica Flits, they weren't X-rated hardcore adult films, but they were very much sexploitation flicks. Yeah, he made those. He directed The Witches of Brestwick, and he directed Busty Cops, and he directed just everything that was pretty much a sexploitation flick, and it's great, and I love it, and I wish I could tell you some of these titles right now, like Shark Babes, Pleasure Spa, gosh, Bussy Coeds versus Lusty Cheerleaders, gosh, all these, like, The Hills Have Thighs, Cleavage Field. I mean, some of these titles look just so awesomely bad. House on Hooter Hill, The Brestford Wives, yeah, all these, like, bad sexploitation flits, but I just love every single part of it at all. And that's all we're going to really say now about Chopin Mall. It's a fun, cheesy 80s horror flick. Out of like 5 stars, I'd give it 3.5. I watched this via Vudu, and Vudu has been amazing for a lot of horror movies. In fact, horror movies you probably have not seen before, but these are all really good. In fact, on Vudu, there is a documentary called The 50 Best Horror Movies You Have Not Seen, and I highly recommend that. It gives you a great listing of other B-movies on there. I wish I could go more into Chopin Mall and give you, like, really hidden, like, details and whatnot, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave right now because I got to go soon. I'll be back with another episode this weekend, getting down to our last few weeks of Halloween. But yeah, this was a lot of fun. Chopin Mall 86. Check it out. If you're having a bad horror movie night, highly recommend it. In fact, I would also recommend checking out shows from the Cinema Snob, aka Brad Jones. He actually does talk about a lot of Jim Wynorski features, because he does, not only does Jim Wynorski do like these sexploitation flicks, but he also does family movies as well. And so, but yeah, check out Cinema Snob, aka Brad Jones. You can find him on YouTube. I know he has his own film channel on the Troma Network because he's a filmmaker as well. But yeah, that's it. Chopin Mall. If you have any reviews of Chopin Mall, I want to hear about them. Share them with me. I want to know more about this movie. So yeah, that's it right now. I'm The Vern, Cinema Recall. You can find us on social media. Twitter, we're at @cinema_recall. Facebook, we are Facebook, Instagram, we are Cinema Recall Podcast. That's it. I'm rambling on way too much right now, folks. I gotta go, but I hope you have a great day, all right? Take care, everybody. Bye.